Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
All right, it's 14 after 8. Kaya FM 95.9. Near right of it.
To those of you,
we need to reflect in life.
We understand.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen. Once in a while, you need to look at your life and see what's around you. Because sometimes we get caught up with our cell phones and what is happening and what we post. Because sometimes what we post is not a real reflection of how our lives are.
True.
Most of the time, it's not.
90% of the time. We don't post our problems. We always post what we want people to see. Oh, post our prawns.
Blue cheese and croissant.
Yeah, if rich, empty. I guess you're hamba. I love sharing in cellar. I crash in cellar. Oh, I can't believe in that. Lem shank. Lem shank. Eat the mind. What do you post? I've been on Instagram, Joe, I think for maybe 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anyone on Karopi stoop.
What?
Everyone is rich like app, eh? Everyone. One common to rich like app.
It's not a reality app. If you want to see that, then...
Then put your phone down and leave.
Or go to Facebook.
So it basically app your man.
Yeah, it's a reality app.
I'm not sure if you're a rich man. No, it's not.
Wow. We know you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
You're a girl. We know you. You're struggling. Utonza hoker number 3. Zimbinda. Ufete. Uye nje yena uphuphakathi
sinenkinga
inkinga zakho zibula le spring inkinga zakho lo mama home executive ex boyfriend baka maskepa lapho kunompedo I brings it ukuthi
azihlabi
uyayazi uyalwazi udaba
bayibona kahle ukuthi siphana khona umsosala la kulompedo leso
I joke lena I joke ngathi la ngiyadlala ngeke ngaskepa nyi sister
That disclaimer.
My follow no namachi. Oga banjwa izipu dia zipa bese zipi. Nga banjwa I spring.
Sangbam.
I didn't have a good adventurous.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm busy. Look, she's trash. She's going to
be. She's got fun time.
You think fun time? You're busy. You're fun time. You're fun time. Where's the spring such a clip?
It's we.
I'm going to go to the house. Unama fruits, une ultramel. I was rustel and ultramel, or rumela and
telling ultramel.
Oh, was a pila when I was telling ice cream.
Ice cream, yes.
Umbali is looking at us like,
yeah,
Nikurumangan.
Yeah,
I'm going to be a shawel. I'm a footer. I'm a footer.
Skapana ngawo. Skapana ngamasonja emhlweni. Eh? Bheka le cap. Bheka le cap. Senza kanjalo. Into zamukisho. Uma usathi uyasukuma kushaye ngikarapha emhlweni. Ngangibhora.
Bakuthela ke. Bakuthela ke lucky starfish lapha.
Kushaye ngumbila. Uma uthi ubheka ngapha kushaye ngamatongo mani.
Yazi into ngichaza ngayo into yini. Ukuthi ikhuluma from experience. Yazi. Iphuma. Iphuma from la.
Uthi wayengajolesha wena. Dala ngkunya matongo mani.
Hayi bo. Uzomela ubuye le ntambama.
Uzangihlalela ama snacks uza hayi ayi problem le, ayi problem. Uza. Yazi mabila ophula, yazi ophula. La waphula la anenhloko kade eka time, ekhomuni hloko ka time.
Ena ukapha ngala ngalihlubanga.
Asiya athi bamba. Uzonile ukhatha. Ulvula. Alvula chaza ukuthi lela livulile liyiwani linyandika cha bayirobhila la. Ala bayirobhila manike wani. Iyakamba lo rawoshi kamala urawoshi. Urawoshi. But makakhumula makakhumula ibhuti. Yes sir. Yes sir. Uzathi hey. Ah namla. Yale nengizisha ne ngishaya ngabe ngishilo le rino ngabe ngibuye next week ingibantu ngama razor you can't be putting using juice at the.
Ngiyambamuza.
Ubamuza juice. Next week after 6 we played the story twice. Mangabu mistake ngabe uma 20 past 6 sadlala futhi ngabe uma 20 past 8 right now before we go to sport news and traffic. Somebody is going to do his last bulletin at half past 8. It's going to be a special one. It's going to be one of those like, yes, Msibudi. But from next week, Monday, from Monday, Xen, where when you listen to your breakfast show with David O'Sullivan, Jason Collard, and Mrs. Chabi, so there's going to be a new voice on spot. And I want Msibudi to be the one introducing us to the new guy. And umjele umuntu omusha ukuthi sisebenza kanjani thina Msibudi.
Nisebenza kanjani?
Uyazi siphana kanjani.
Let's plan it.
Abuzo Mvangeli, angazi ngeattitude uzoba neproblem la kule show.
Wow, tjujuja. Wow.
Angimyazi Mvangeli ulalela.
Wow.
Musi man.
Yeah, starting next week Mrena Mutupi joins us here at the home of the Afropolitan. The whole week, Xeni, with David and Tabiso and Jason Monday to Thursday, then Good Friday, Friday.
So you chose a guy that is as tall as you, as skinny as you, but the darker version of you. Oh, wow, so would you know how to choose them, ne?
Well, there were a number of them. He chose himself by being good.
Moren, shabugunyana cham.
Shabferi.
Grand. So you're looking forward to joining the breakfast team. Can you wake up, first of all, interview le? Before the bamboo riding HRM. Can you wake up? Let's start there.
No, ngavu. Akuvuka yona inkingi.
Thank you, cham.
Asiqale ngo Monday. Friday, I think there's pele Friday weekend yaqala, so.
So you think Monday
I'm looking forward already to the end of the day.
Okay.
Nalingnale spirit.
Well done, Mutimo Sibudi. We are the sports department because we work on a manly voice.
Yay!
For a change.
Sandy, Zogre is going to have a sister. Yeah, yeah. Have you listened to the conversation with Sandile no Msibudi Ntambama?
Wow. Boot and job, but wasted. I call Adam's apple. I call Newton.
I know Adam's apple boy, but fucking a pink. You know? So what? In the drive-thru, yes, you can see how to come back. The man in the room shadow has some is Christian. How many of them shadow in menu? We are so much. We are so much. Yeah, yeah, we are. We are so much. Out ngele wena njalo noko ama cologne njalo
kuhle
ngusandile uyachina wenza la
uyamadlina umurena bene big black together
ah umurena no big black ngashi big
so umurena uhawazi we you know big black
ngabona abantu bathi ikhaya FM shintshi frequency na akase 95.9 bathi 95.8 vele bengazulu yeah. Hey, umsebenzi. Hey, la bona ba voice attack ba nomsebenzi. Yo, can you imagine Big Black umren? Bahlanga no Wilson Pinko Semola.
Hey, Wilson. Hey, how are you? Well, yeah, I told the khulumo na gadana no baba.
Ah, shut up. No, khulumela we can make it was a thing.
Na bona mayiqhamama ngombo.
Ngeke.
Look at him.
Okay, I want to talk about something serious right now.
The state of hospitals in South Africa, forget about South Africa, in Gauteng.
Yes.
Horrible. It's bad. Public hospitals, like right now we are worried about the coronavirus.
Mm.
2 weeks ago, in the news, Thames Hospital lost 10 babies.
Yes, they did.
Listen, Lelan, 10 babies. That story didn't last for 2 days. It was just on the news, and then all was well, and all we have to go forward, move forward in life. What's your take on South Africa right now, or in Gauteng, when it comes to state of public hospitals?
You know, I'm a public hospital. The last time I was in a public hospital, I'd lost a friend who was in an accident. So, in fact, it was Thembisa Hospital. Here's the thing about Bilendule. Guys, when it comes to government and spending money, say, on health and education and social, the social cluster, we spend a lot of money on these things. And you can see the signs. So, actually, money has been poured in here. But I don't know, we keep letting ourselves down by just not being able to do the simple things. So right now we're worried about the coronavirus, which I'm not trivializing it. Over 100 people over there in China, thousands of miles away. Meanwhile, we've got all these hospitals with equipment where babies are dying just because of stupid things like
overcrowding.
Overcrowding, infections, which means it's just hygiene. Healthcare workers that do not know how to practice good hygiene in and as they be infected and they die. So I do not know. I'm torn. I don't know.
You know, one of the other things, I mean, I've had a number of conversations with my mom who worked in the public health sector for all of her life here in Gauteng, and she has told me stories about small things like Uguti, sometimes even the department, although we are spending money, service providers who are meant to be supplying and providing basic services like ensuring that a hospital is clean, there are security guards at a hospital, things are delivered, people are not being paid for the services that they're supposed to be providing. So the operations of government as a whole come down. It becomes an umbrella kind of problem where not only is it a national problem, it becomes a provincial problem and a local problem. Because if you are not getting the basics to the people and the masses that actually need them, then it does not matter how much money is announced at a State of the Nation address or at a budget speech if it's not making its way down to the ordinary South African who wakes up in the morning and has to go and stand in a queue more 3 XN, because at the clinic they're going to tell them that we're only going to see the first 20 people, the rest of you go home. That is how it is working even with abortions, for example, in our local clinics. They'll say, we don't have the capacity to help everyone who comes here today go back home. What does that do? It gives that child a window to say, I'm going to go umboni post the lapay in the Joburg CBD of someone who said they can do it for me for 100 rand. Those are the illegal abortions which then result in that child dying in a dingy passage somewhere in the Joburg CBD. And then we're going to say illegal abortions are a problem. No, we are trying to fix things at the tail end as opposed to siginyogale pezule kandala kon.
Yeah, I think there's also a lack of staff morale. I don't know. I don't think, you know, when there's passion, people work with passion.
Yeah.
Because we've got lack of jobs, so people just apply for anything. As long as you've started nursing, you go into nursing. And then you can also see when you walk into those clinics and hospitals, they're not rushing to help. They're just like tea breaks, coffee breaks, most of them. So I don't know if it's the motivation or maybe they're not being paid enough. But nonetheless, it's a big problem.
Like you're saying, Bali, the same, we're going to help the first 20 people. What about number 21? What if number 21 is really sick?
Is the emergency.
Like this is the emergency. Number 13, I'm going to put it, let's attend to this one. But because today we say we're going to help 20 people, we're just going to help 20.
Mm.
That's bad.
Yeah, I think for me that we really have gotten to a stage in general, I mean, hospitals aside, whatever, where our problems are beginning to overwhelm us. You know, like when you look and you say, shh, I've only got 100 rand, and this 100 rand needs to feed my kids for the day, needs to get me to work, and you think, oh, Nkosiyam, how am I going to do it? We are slowly getting to that stage where, in exasperation, and we don't know what to do. Because The I mean, I have a friend who's a doctor, and the stories that you hear about what they have to do in casualty, the hours that they have to work, and then when you hear that the doctors make mistakes and stuff,
fatigue.
It's going to happen when you have to work for 40 hours without sleep, and you have to see all of these patients in a public hospital. So for me, I would say, whenever, and this is just a general life principle, whenever your problems seem to be overwhelming you, and I personally have been in this situation, sometimes it's just time, as you said, Skumba, at the beginning, to reflect. To say, okay, let me step away from this problem and see if I can't see it from a different angle. Because, healthcare, education, transport, all of these things, Yang Tol. But maybe we just need a moment to look at this thing and say, okay, what is the problem here, and how do we start from scratch to try and solve it?
Right now, we are worried about the coronavirus. We have malaria. We have
malnutrition.
Meningitis.
Cholera.
Cholera everywhere. HIV. We're still struggling with so many things right now. Certainly, coronavirus. That is somewhere in China. Let's look at home. Like I said, 10 babies died. That is a huge deal. It's not just a small anyana thing.
It's huge.
It's huge, though.
Like, guys, 10
someone needs to take blame. Someone needs to explain to the world, how do you lose 10 babies? Do you know the pain of losing a baby?
You know what I'm wondering? When is it declared a national crisis, or when?
When
it's white.
We're going to have ourselves a beautiful weekend, Musimen. Just want to say it's been a great pleasure working with you on air, Chami, I've been here for over 5 years. It's been way over 5 years. And yeah, thank you very much for everything.
Thank you, Skumba.
You've been that guy for me. You've been that guy. You've always had the same attitude. Ngwazi usakhasa, ngwazi ubiye rehab, ngwazi usoba nje ubusoba manje. Ngwazi I know different sides yini boy.
Nothing.
Okay. That's what I'm going to say.
And Japan was.
Japan was the best. Japan. Going with you in Japan was one of my highlights. Being with you, Yao Cham. Ulaleng up next to Musubu Tlax's job. Which is something you must admire about the man. Like, he really, really loves his work. What are you guys doing? We'll start with Musimen.
Flu is over, we're back to running. We're running on Wednesday night. Kakopana lebo shwani kwa. This year, kiawatsayena comrades. Kiawatsayena. And I know that I'm not waking up ka 4 anymore. I'm still waking up ka 4. Shy road work. We're running this weekend. Greenstone on Sunday.
My plan?
I'm home alone this weekend. Yeah. So I'm going to do mang figure namhlanje before bahambe. Ngizoba phekela umhodi. Uyazi bangisukela ngiyowasho. Ngiyopheka ngiyowasho.
Eva hambe. Uyazi umhodi zigara zigara. What are you doing, Joe?
Uyabazi bahamba ngasekhathini.
He's trying to get them to stay. Skumbuzo, why are you being such a bad influence?
Ngizokwenza nedombolo. And then the rest of the weekend, it's Netflix and sport and nothing else.
I'll go phone out, Jam.
I'm on phone. I'll
go Tinder, Jam. I'll go phone out.
And I'm going to a funeral in Mpumalanga, just accompanying a friend.
In Mpumalanga. Shoneman?
Their uncle.
We have our uncle?
No. Support, Jinje, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Drive safe, now fly.
No, it's your drive.
Drive safe. Mbali?
I don't know. I haven't been okay in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Emotionally. I just want to take some time out for myself. So I'm literally going to just... Ngizos valela this weekend. I just want to be in my own company this weekend. That's all.
Last week, when it comes to comedy, not doing comedy for the last time this week, ben valela so long ke leskhathi. Going back next week, and I'm gonna start Kaslami Tembisa doing something hot, slow chile. So tickets, yeah, I'm tickets. I pay as a comedy ticket myself. Mashabela, Sisonene, Siyaseya, Simpiwe Shembe, bringing the whole crowd. That's gonna be one of those, and we're gonna have great after party afterwards. My man DJ Fingers will be there, so it's gonna be nice. So this weekend I'm span, you relax, cook clean, because from next week yeah, we love Linda.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.